Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dirt and Spray continues.
So your wife tells you something. I need to know, where are we going with this?
Andy Dirt Johnson.
She said, you know what I think we should contemplate buying? She wants to put our kid on a leash.
Brandon Sprague.
It's like seeing a tiger in a zoo. You just feel awful for it.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Look, she's an unbelievable mom. She carries all the weight in our family. I have to preface all this because she says I only throw her under the bus on the air. So you just threw her under the
on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, live on YouTube, Odyssey app. Good morning, everybody. Gobble, gobble day is 2 weeks away. Are we ready for that? Turkey Day? 2 weeks from Thursday? What?
Not at all.
What?
Not at all.
Sneaking up on us, man.
It is.
I'm already starting to look at the calendar and try and find my sunny day of when am I going to put my Christmas lights up just to get them up.
You may have missed your window.
I might have missed it. I thought about it this weekend, and I was like, you know what? This is one of the like three Saturdays I don't have to work for a quarter
of
the
year. Saturday was pretty elite.
It was a perfect day, but it's a day. I did the first Saturday I haven't had to work in like a month. I wanted to sit and watch football on my couch, damn it.
That's when you get stuff done, though.
Nah, dude, that's a sit on a couch day.
Might be in a cold weather jacket situation.
Might have missed my mark, man. Might have missed my mark. We still have a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Let's all enter into the trust tree for a moment. Are we in the trust tree? Everybody's here? What color are our panties? Just kidding. Did we watch any of the Oregon State game?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Not a second.
Nope.
I did check the score rate. I randomly was looking at for a score. It wasn't that one. And I don't know why, but I went, oh, yeah.
They're playing Tulsa.
No, you know what it was? I was watching TV, and the score ticker showed, and I went, oh, my God, that game kicked off. And I brought it up on my ESPN app, which, by the way, welcome back to YouTube.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you.
Figured it out.
My brother-in-law texted that to me. I'm driving home. I look down, and I see the text, and I'm like, yes! I immediately turned on the Clemson-Louisville game.
When I saw 24-0, I was like...
It got to 31.
Yeah.
Yo, when I saw it was 24-0.
Yeah, I think I pulled up my ESPN app as I was out and about Saturday, and because the Beavs I have favorited somewhere, that score popped up first.
Well, I just laughed. I'm like, they were favored in that game.
Yeah, I know.
I would have honestly, I'm a bit of a sicko. If it was on an actual channel, I probably would have put it into my quad box because one of my games on my 12:30 quad box was the Notre Dame Pitt game because there just was not a lot of other things to choose from.
I would have rather watched that game.
Well, I mean, I don't blame you, but I would have probably put Oregon State on in that situation, but I'm not going to ESPN Plus to watch your game in the middle of a college football Saturday.
Well, that was the other problem is like, I don't want the Tulsa broadcast.
No, I wasn't that interested in it. But if you are looking for anything out of the game, it was 31-0 to Tulsa. Tulsa is 3-7 now on the year. They came in with a 2-7 record. They benched both other quarterbacks. Malik Murphy and Jabari Johnson both played. They brought in true freshman Tristan Tia, and he went 8 of 11 for 141 yards and two TDs. So,
that's cool.
If you're looking for anything out of that game,
will he be on the team next year? I think college football, I just don't.
The only thing I've had in the reaction to, because I, again, didn't watch the game because I wasn't interested in it, and it's just, why am I going to waste my Saturday doing that at this point? I would have given the true freshman starts a while ago.
Well, they'd
throw him out there.
I think they thought Jabari was it, and then they lost.
Have we watched Jabari for the last month? Like, even when they beat Washington State, it wasn't like Jabari was doing anything. That was more about Washington State not doing anything.
I don't disagree
with
you.
The final score of that game was like 10-7, wasn't it? Like, that game was horrible, dude.
Look,
I just would have ran the freshman out.
I hear what you're saying, but I have zero reason to care. They haven't earned the right for me to care.
No, they take on Washington State, part deux. And I would hope that Tristan Tia starts that game, because if you're not starting him, what are we doing?
Well, but I think the other part of this is, like, why that's not even, like, a footnote for me is, I who's on the team next year?
Yeah,
we have no idea. That world, it's like college basketball. I don't know the rosters 80% of the time. You have to relearn a name. There's a freshman that's going to be gone. He's a one and done.
You're going to have to relearn your team again
every
next year.
Dude. And college football is no different than that. So, cool game for Tia. You got blown out. You continue to be irrelevant. I put zero stock in anything they did on Saturday from any player.
We should do a plus minus for football players. He was a plus 14, baby. 14-0 when he came in the fourth quarter.
Was it 31-0 when
I'm
he got in?
I'm pretty sure it was 31-0, and they brought him in, and he led two touchdown drives. It was 31-14.
Right, but if it wasn't 31-0 when he came in,
touche. I don't know exactly when he got brought in. I did see one highlight of the game, and it looked like there was 46 people there at Tulsa. So I just wanted to ask the question, and we are on the trust tree here.
Who do they play next?
The Cougs. Cougs round two.
Oh,
they got a bye, and then they get the Cougs.
They have another bye.
They have another bye. You get another bye this week. Lick your wounds after that one.
Been a lot of bye weeks for me. I haven't watched this team in a long time.
I'm going to give credit to somebody that I haven't watched every snap of this year. I haven't watched a full game of his probably since their opener. And at times, he's been a fun guy to kind of make fun of, kind of a punching bag around the world of college football this year.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought, look, the outcome of the game was not friendly to him in any way, shape, or form. I actually thought Arch Manning played pretty well on Saturday. Now, they lost 35-10.
I was going to say, the final doesn't indicate.
They were in the game. That way, it was 21-0 in the fourth quarter that they got outscored.
Yeah.
Like, that was a 14-10 game going into the fourth quarter, and then Georgia just blitzed them. Arch has zero help. I mean, their run game, I think there was a stat floating around in the aftermath of the game. This is the worst rushing offense that Sarkisian has had in his entire career in football.
By like a mile.
Any year as a head coach really at Washington, at USC, as an offensive coordinator, at Alabama, like anywhere he's ever been by a mile, this is the worst rushing offense they've had. They ran the ball. Are you ready for this? Their rushing total. Now, some of this is sack yardage, again, for Arch Manning. But after you account in the sack yardage, they had 17 carries for 23 yards in the game. There was a drive at some point in the first half where I swear they threw the ball three straight times, and there was a drop on first down, there was a drop on second down, and there was a drop on third down. And I haven't seen every snap of Arch this year, but connecting what I saw in the entirety of the game against Ohio State to where he was this week, it actually feels like he's playing decent football. He's just getting literally no help. He seemed a lot more comfortable in a tough environment than he did at the beginning of the year.
Even if you took a sack stuff away, it's still only 40 yards.
Oh, it's
on the
horrible.
Ground,
even, so, yeah, I mean, just terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, 16 of those came on one carry, by the way. Two, so you take away one 16-yard carry.
So your takeaway is that you think he's actually been playing well this year?
I don't know about Ben, because it's not fair to him to say whether he has or not, because I have not seen a lot of their... Like the Kentucky game, I saw snippets of it here.
132, no picks, no touchdowns.
But I guess my takeaway
4%
from watching a chunk of the game was the realization of it doesn't seem like it would be the case. He's getting zero help outside of a very good defense. Their defense is good. It was a bend, don't break, and they broke in the fourth quarter.
Well, their whole season has been their defense has been the only thing that kept them into that week of, like, they might still be alive in the playoff.
Yes.
I mean, the only Arch takeaway I think should be, this was clearly basically the equivalent of a freshman season for him, even though he's not a freshman.
Yes.
He is obviously somebody that is developing very slowly, hence why he's starting as a junior. And maybe the takeaway, let's see how he finishes, 2,300 yards, 19 touchdowns, 7 picks.
He'll be back for another year. There's no chance this guy's going to the NFL.
He shouldn't go to the NFL. No. I wouldn't draft him in the NFL.
No.
And maybe next year will finally be the year he pops. If he does come back, it's going to be the same level of hype, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
They're going to point to this game.
Look at him. They got A&M in 2 weeks, too, so they got that one on.
They're going to point to Mississippi State in overtime and how he's a winner, and he dug deep and got his team a win.
Gritty, too.
They're going to point to the Vandy game where he had three touchdowns and threw for over 300 yards.
Yeah, he played well in that game. I did see a chunk
They're going to point to those games as the reason to shove this down our throats next August. Yeah. So be ready for that.
My biggest thing would be if I'm a Texas fan of like, hey, can we just find a way to run the football? Maybe make his life a little bit easier?
Well, their offensive line...
Dear God, it's been bad.
I believe his line was portaled.
Yes.
And the running game has sucked, and his receiving targets have been terrible.
Yep, it's all been a disappointment. They lost on Saturday, 35-10 was the final. That was your big primetime ABC game on Saturday night. Elsewhere in college football, Ole Miss fans are having a really weird time with Lane Kiffin right now. So they win over Florida, although that game, talk about uncomfortable. They were down in that game, 24-20, I want to say, at halftime.
Yeah.
And then it was scoreless in the third quarter, and you're like, are they going to lose at home to Florida last week, by the way, lost by 30 to Kentucky. Mm. So just, you know, before we hear about this gauntlet that the SEC schedule is, Florida lost by 30 to Kentucky last week. And Ole Miss defensively has had some problems at times this year. They did get their run game going, and damn, it was good on Saturday night. They end up winning the game 34-24. He gets asked after the game a number of different times to do the, are you staying, are you leaving, are you happy here? And he answers, for the most part, the right way, but he doesn't say the one phrase that every Ole Miss fan wants to hear, and that is, I'm not leaving, I will be the head coach at Ole Miss next year. He's not willing to come out and publicly say that. There was one moment that he criticized his fan base, and this has pissed off their fans, because he was asked about the environment in Oxford, and he said it was great this week. Were you here last week? Now, the response to that is, well, who did they play last week?
Citadel.
They played the Citadel at home.
Yeah, they did.
And it was not a sellout at Ole Miss because they played the Citadel at home
in
November.
Saban, huh? Get in here.
He's going Saban. We need more support. They're a lock to go to the playoff because they close with Mississippi State, although people keep telling Mississippi State is a very tough place to play. But even with the loss, they are now 10-1. They'd be a 10-2 SEC team, and that team is getting into the playoff. But it's a unique one where I've kind of been on the fence of, or the side of the fence saying, I think Kiffin's going to return. And I don't know if I'm reading too much into non-comments or comments. I think Kiffin's gone. I think he's leaving.
Where do you think he's going?
Florida or LSU. I think he's taking one of those two jobs.
See, the one I kind of keep an eye on is Giants.
Oh, NFL job for Lane Kiffin.
Who's the quarterback of the Giants?
He wants to go back to the NFL.
Who's the quarterback?
Jackson Dart would be the quarterback of the Giants.
Where did Jackson Dart play college?
USC and Ole Miss.
I think there are certain guys, and maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe he will go to Florida.
He's just
LSU.
So college football. That would suck. I just see
he
him.
He literally
and
started in the NFL.
I know he did, but it was such a disaster at the Raiders.
He was in his 30s.
I know,
like,
he was.
He's learned a lot.
Just the way he trolls, the way he talks. He just is perfect for college football.
I think he's also perfect for the NFL.
Yeah, he'd be
does
entertaining.
Does he troll Andy Reid?
Yeah.
Does he troll Nick
is
Sirianni?
Is there any NFL head coach that does anything like that? Now, you can say there's not a lot of college coaches that do what he does, but... They're more
personal.
I feel like there's more personalities in college coach. You're allowed to be a bigger personality in that sport than you are the NFL.
You've got personality. Sean Payton's a personality.
Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, Dan Campbell. Yeah. Andy Reid's actually a personality.
Nick Sirianni's a personality.
Nick Sirianni's probably the closest
but
one of kind of a brash
you
in your
NFL,
face.
You don't. You're not offering up bulletin board.
Like his Hugh Freeze tweets about his tee times all season long.
No,
like,
I'm with you. He's great for college.
Yeah.
But if you were Lane Kiffin, I wish he would stay. Like,
I hope he stays at Ole Miss.
You just beat Florida. Why do you need to go to Florida? And
I
you
know.
Could say, well, it's muddy. It's like, well, it's kind of unsettled there.
You need an answer if you're Ole Miss, though, soon, don't you? Like, if I'm Ole Miss, there's a bit of a, like, why haven't we?
Pate hinted at this. He said he thinks they're going to basically press him this week and say, we need to know what you're doing.
They have a bye week, and then they play Mississippi State. I believe that game is on Black Friday.
This is the week to get it settled. Whether you're getting an extension, which I love that every year we get multiple coaches, massive buyouts, schools crying poor, and then every school proceeds to do the thing that puts them in the position.
The thing we all say you shouldn't do.
And Elko, you can maybe say Elko's a little bit of the Cignetti stuff. He's been a winner. And
yeah, right away at A&M.
6-year extension. So it's like every school, the minute the guy is good, it's the extension. So Ole Miss, if he does stay, guess who's going to get paid, man? Because I think Elko, according to the report, is going to be like top three.
Oh, these guys are all
paid.
It's turning into the quarterback stuff, where that every time there's a quarterback contract, it's like, well, he's going to reset the market. This is what we're getting in college coaching now.
Yeah.
Go reset the market, baby.
I wish he'd stay at Ole Miss. You want to talk about what's good for college football? I think it's great when these coaches don't abandon ship and run to the... you know, the biggest possible job, they can win where they're at. And I watched him beat Florida this weekend. He doesn't need to be at Florida to win and go to the playoff and have a national championship chase. The underrated thing is he didn't say what they wanted him to say, but there is a report that like his entire family and everything, he has set himself up in Oxford.
Yes, he's tweeted out like home emojis. He's done a lot of that stuff.
So he hasn't done the Lanning, I'm not going anywhere.
0% chance I'm coaching elsewhere. Dillingham did that after the game. They beat West Virginia this weekend, and he was asked again, and he was like, my sister lives next door to me. I'm not leaving anywhere.
In-laws are down the road. Yes. Like all that is in play. But we'll see, man. He is Lane Kiffin. He is the ultimate troll, and maybe this is all going to be trolling, and then he bounces to
Going to another SEC gig, having three different SEC head coaching jobs because he was at Tennessee, Ole Miss, obviously was an assistant at Alabama, and now the chance to go coach another one.
If he went to the NFL, do you think he'd win?
Giants are pretty well set up. I think that would be a good spot for him. I think he's a smart offensive mind. Like, I would never say never. Maybe you guys are right because you did point out a lot of NFL personalities. I'm hoping that he stays in college football. I think he's perfect for college football in this era. Somebody who was willing to speak the truth about all the nonsense that goes on. Somebody that's willing to troll other coaches, especially in that conference where everybody's so high on their own supply and for him to poke holes at people.
He defended A&M the other night playoff rankings Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's like, how are they not number one based on resume?
Well, they played the bottom seven teams in the SEC. That's
how they beat Notre Dame and Notre Dame.
I digress.
And that was his point.
A couple of more quick college football takeaways, including, is this team any good? Also a shakeup here and one disaster scenario avoided. We'll get to all those coming up next. Blazers bottom of the hour, back after this on the Fam.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do we want to play the fun game of guess how many minutes of ESPN's content today will be on Shador Sanders going 4 of 16?
No.
Any thoughts on it?
No. Not really, no.
None?
He looked exactly how I thought he would look. He made a nice throw, and then he looked pretty bad in every other moment. He's not quite ready to be an NFL quarterback, and the Browns stink. It was what it was.
But he did roll away from Malachi Starks, and I did think he was going to throw that touchdown pass in the back and make, oh, my God.
And he airmailed it by 6 yards.
He almost threw an interception directly to the hands of Marlon Humphrey, who was standing 4 yards in front of him.
He didn't get to practice with the
ones. No, he just needs the reps. What he needs.
I think it's Teller came out and post game was like, we didn't even know what his cadence was.
It's highlighting all of the reasons why. And I feel genuinely bad for him in this regard because a lot of this is completely out of his control. Almost all of it is. This is why I wouldn't touch him at all. Yeah. I don't think he's a great talent. I don't think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. You have to deal with your fan base. Now, Dylan Gabriel, I don't think is going to be great either. I also kind of chuckled at that pick of like, he's 5'7", man. That guy's not going to be a long-term NFL starting quarterback.
Sizzler.
But like having a fan base chant for him in the first half, like having to deal with that and then the talking heads and the hot takes. And it's just like, I want nothing to do with any. It's unserious. He's not good. He's never going to be good. And now I just have to deal with this distraction. But at least now, I would say it ends up being a good thing for them if Dylan Gabriel does remain hurt, because then you could say he practiced with the ones for a week. Who do the Browns got next week? Do we know
that?
Who cares? I mean, I agree with you. But if he comes out and it's just like, oh, God, does it stop at that point, or is this just a Tebow thing that we got to do for the next 10 years?
They're at the Raiders.
Oh, God, they can win that.
Is not a game anybody should watch. How is that a game?
Oh, God,
now,
no.
If you think about it, Oregon State's
your
just terrible.
Slate next week.
Hold on.
Is,
Oregon yeah. State's just straight terrible.
Yes, they yes. are very, very, very bad at football.
Oregon is really good, maybe great, maybe the elite, but you know, you have your little things, but for the most part, pretty good, right?
Sure.
I don't know about the Thorns and Timbers. I cannot speak on that.
Well, the Timber season is over. I know that. I haven't gotten thorny
to
in a while.
An end. They lost 2-0 Saturday in the semifinals.
Okay.
Darn it.
So they're playoff teams. The Blazers might be our best, closest way to also have our Shador moment. Picture a world where Scoot Henderson's coming off of 8 points per game.
Yes.
5 assists.
Yes.
33% three-point percentage.
Give it to me, baby.
In walks in 37-year-old Damian Franchise
oh,
Lillard.
Oh, Dame Dalla.
And then we start arguing who should start. Scoot?
If Scoot's in the starting Dame. Lineup, will fans chant, we want Dame in the first half if he's not out there for the first
they absolutely
couple
will.
Of minutes of his first
our
game?
Our closest way to having our Shador moment is, Dame thing.
It's just such a headache of like, I wouldn't want to deal with this, especially for a guy that I don't think is going to be very good in the NFL. Was it a fair opportunity for him this week? No, it wasn't. He's a backup. He didn't take a lot of reps with the ones. I totally grant that, and you got to be fair to him in that regard. I just wouldn't want to touch any of this for all of these reasons above. And he might start next week, so I'm sure that'll be fun on ESPN all week.
This is why the NFL needs relegation.
Yeah, agreed with you.
To what, though? There's nothing to relegate them to. That's the problem.
Go play in Canada for a year, you bitches.
Yeah, beat the Bombers.
Go play Toronto.
Right.
And then you can come back.
Beat Vernon Adams and then come back to
yes.
me.
Once you can beat Vernon Adams, then you're allowed back in the NFL.
Vernon Adams better than Shador Sanders.
More experience.
If you gave him like 2 weeks prep.
Yeah. I don't know about that, dude. I wouldn't go that far. I don't think.
Why?
I'm not a Shador guy, but I'm not going to go that far.
You see, Dion said he cried.
That he got into the game?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool moment that he got into the game. Good luck. Good luck, Cleveland. Have fun with that.
That whole franchise.
It's just really sad as a fan base of, like, those are the things that you have to cling to for hope. That, like, Brown, there are literally Browns fans out there of, like, yes, this is our savior.
They were arguing this morning. I was listening to the morning show over there, and they had a guest on, and he was reporting, and kind of blew up. He was reporting that Shador got no reps with the ones.
No reps with the ones in practice.
And then McCown came out and said, hey, fourth round career backup guy here telling you we don't ever get reps with the ones. And then they started arguing with each other on the show. One host was like, well, yeah, that's not how this goes. And the reporter was like, well, Dylan got reps with the ones. And then the host goes, well, yeah, but that was with Joe Flacco as your quarterback. And then the other host is like, but you just said the backups don't get reps with the ones, but you're also saying the backup got reps with the ones. Then they just started
this
arguing
is the whole
with each
point.
Other.
This is why I feel bad for
about
them.
Who should have backup
if they did
reps.
Not have, if they did not draft Shador Sanders, if that draft pick was Will Howard.
No, I just say non-quarterback.
Or just non-quarterback. But let's just say they took another quarterback for the sake of argument. Nobody's having this debate about whether or not Will Howard has rest with the ones last week and whether or not it was fair to him to put him in that situation. It's such a weird dynamic,
man. I don't think you're understanding truly. You're not wrong. He's a bigger name than Will Howard. I don't
think we never had the conversation about Dylan Gabriel. Was he or was he not getting reps with the ones early in camp? Maybe we did because Shador was
a little bit.
I think only because Shador was on the roster, though. Right. And if Shador's not on that roster, nobody cares.
I think you're underestimating how much.
How many reps did Jackson Dart get with the ones when Russell Wilson was a starter at the start of the year? Was that a debate we had?
I don't know.
Couldn't tell you. You know why? Because Shador Sanders is not on that team.
I just think you're underestimating how much hell that fan base and those media members.
Oh, they're in hell for sure. They're in hell.
It's tough.
The fans are doing the rollie as he walks onto the field. Like God
the Ravens were doing the rollie.
They were after certain plays. Is Georgia Tech a good team? Because I don't think they're good.
I think they're okay.
They might go to the playoff. They deserve to go to the playoff.
Do they?
They've had a good year. I mean, if they win the ACC, they do because it's in the contract.
They're ACC good.
Haynes King is really good. Like, I know he's good.
He's a good football player.
The rest of it?
Yeah.
Dear God, dude. Boston College is one of the worst teams in the country.
How about Louisville?
But down to the wire. Louisville lost on Friday night to Clemson. I didn't watch a ton of that game because I got home and then the Oregon-Minnesota game was on. Miller Moss came out and took a dump all over Louisville culture after the game. Said guys are getting personal foul penalties. That's on culture. And everybody's like, whoa, dude. Cheap shot. Low blow out there. Scrolling to see if there's anything else. Oh, one last note on college football. Actually, two more quick ones, and then we'll get to the Blazers.
It amazes me how much college football you're able to get in on
Monday. Oh, I got it in, baby. Don't worry. Disaster scenario in the ACC has been eliminated. Duke lost to Virginia, despite Virginia's starting quarterback, who we thought was going to be out, ended up playing. Chandler Morris did. Virginia gets the win, so Duke, they cannot win the ACC anymore. Actually, there maybe is a scenario out there, but doubtful. They're now 5-5, so that won't happen. The ACC champ will likely go to the playoff. And also, does anybody want the group of six spot? Because every time we promote a team to be like, they this lose. Is them.
Yeah.
They lose. South Florida went on the road and lost to Navy this weekend. Is Navy going to the college football playoff?
I think right now it would be James Madison.
Until they lose to the Cougs this weekend.
Which is
the
very
Cougs
possible.
The Cougs could play spoiler at James Madison this weekend.
Is it in James Madison?
It's at the game day. Everybody wanted game day to go there for that game.
The Coug flag flying would make Coug
flag
sense.
Flying.
Yeah.
They went to James Madison a couple years ago.
Cignetti.
When he was there, they went for a game.
Yeah.
So everybody's butthurt that they're not going. But Navy's 8-2. James Madison was ranked in the AP poll. Navy was not, I don't believe.
Well, maybe.
But that poll doesn't matter. We'll see what
exactly.
It is tomorrow.
Maybe it'll be Navy, but also like what?
Could it be North Texas?
I think they're right there too.
They're 9-1. They won again. Like,
their long loss was, remind me, it was, wasn't it one of these teams?
They beat the crap out of the Cougs. They lost to South Florida. 63-36.
Right, they got housed.
That was their one loss.
I mean, that was a big game for that weekend.
That was a big game for that weekend, and that's their only loss on the year. They also beat Navy, 31-17. So nobody wants, that's just the other takeaway from the weekend of, I don't know if anybody wants that, but somebody's going.
Well, I would argue, I'm shocked of all the things you did or did not get to. You didn't even really talk about Alabama.
Alabama lost. Yeah.
Well, that's a big loss.
That was a massive loss.
They way outplayed them, and they lost at home to Oklahoma, which to me I think is the disaster for the sport because now you've got...
If Oklahoma and Alabama went out, they're both going. There's not a doubt.
This is my point. It's a disaster for the sport.
Yeah.
Because go look at the other standings. Like,
you need Alabama or Oklahoma to lose a game somehow, some way, and you need Vanderbilt to lose to Tennessee. And if that doesn't happen...
right now, A&M, yes.
A&M's a lock. They're
Georgia
in.
Yep. Ole Miss in.
Yep.
Bama with two losses in. Oklahoma with two losses on the season in. Like, you only have so many spots.
And if Vanderbilt beats Tennessee again, they are a 10-2 SEC team. They get Tennessee at home. No, I think it's at Knoxville this year.
Which makes what this weekend in Eugene is important of. I'm starting to kind of feel like there's only going to be three in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah, USC, if they win this weekend, would be the interesting case study of would they override one of the SEC teams.
If USC beats Oregon and they beat UCLA, they're in.
Tomorrow night will be a very interesting look at where is Oregon ranked behind a two-loss SEC team in the college football playoff rankings? Or do they move up just behind Ole Miss at number six? Or should they be ahead of Ole Miss?
Yeah, because
again,
Bama get
Florida lost by 30 to Kentucky. I'm not giving Ole Miss credit for beating Florida at home.
You're not sure about USC with two losses getting in? Because I am.
You think it's a lock?
If they beat Oregon, they're in.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm playing the math of Ohio State and Indiana are in. Mm-hmm. That's two. They're not going anywhere. Texas A&M, it would be shocking if they didn't get in at this point. So
that was
three.
Their shocking game this weekend.
And Georgia could still lose to Georgia Tech, and they're probably in the playoff because they play Samford this weekend and then Georgia Tech. So Georgia Tech's a lock. So there's four teams right there. Ole Miss has only Mississippi State left on their schedule, so at worst, they're 10-2. There's five teams. Mm-hmm. Texas Tech is more than likely going to win the Big 12, so they're automatically
there's
in.
There's your one for the Big 12.
There's your one for the Big 12. Notre Dame, if they win out, is in.
Yep.
They also have a head-to-head win over USC, so there's seven. That's not counting our group of six champion, and there's eight. I have not mentioned Oklahoma, Alabama, Vanderbilt, who could be a two-loss team.
Vanderbilt's out.
You think USC would get in over Vanderbilt?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They'd much rather have USC in the playoff than Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with the point that they're a bigger brand, no doubt. But also, they're ranked. Vanderbilt currently is ranked.
Yeah, but you're talking
six
about
spots higher.
You're talking about USC beating Oregon in Oregon, which will matter a great deal.
No doubt. Vanderbilt would, at the end of the year, have a road win at Tennessee, who is somehow still ranked in the top 25.
That's not winning at Oregon.
So USC jumps six spots ahead of Vanderbilt with a win over Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think Vandy would make it over USC?
I'm not saying that they would. I'm just asking the question out loud. I'm not putting anything past the committee from an SEC bias standpoint. If you're 10-2 in the SEC, they're going to look at a 10-2 team and say you can't go to the playoff
SEC? Vanderbilt doesn't get the SEC kind of stuff that some of these other programs would, even though it's ridiculous. Whereas a USC two-loss Big Ten team, I think, is absolutely in.
Miami beat Notre Dame. They're a two-loss team. If they went out, does USC get an over them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Miami's conference sucks.
It's not very good. There's a lot of chaos at play, I think, is the point that I'm trying to make.
And my point was Bama losing created even more chaos.
Yes, you needed Oklahoma to lose this weekend, and that didn't happen. So you got to hope for some upsets. Maybe Bama loses to Auburn at some point. It's not a big deal to me until Bama loses again. Them not making the playoff would be a disaster, but them at 8-2 or 10-2 is a lock to get into the college football playoff. I also believe they control their own destiny to get to the SEC title game, but I'm not sure on that. Blazers went 0-2 over the weekend. Let's dive into that. How do we feel about it? Denny Avdia taking a deep threes. The time expires at the end of regulation. Dive into the Blazers next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, right now, if you text the word hockey to 503-864-6326, you'll be entered for a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Winterhawks on November 28th or 29th games at Memorial Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Here come the Hawks.
Tickets courtesy of the Portland Winterhawks, and they are having a good year this year, and the VMC is all revamped, so text the word hockey to 503-864-6326. Your chance. You can pick which date you want, either the 28th or 29th of November. Head on over to 1051thefan.com for complete details. We'll have more to give away throughout the rest of the week. Blazers lose yesterday. Not much for me in the Friday night game. I figured that floor is going to be horrible and they're going to get killed, and that's exactly how the game went.
That was such a red court.
I didn't watch a lot of it. The Oregon, I got home at 6:30 and the Ducks were playing, and I'm like, I don't care. They're down by 28. I'm not watching this game. I did watch a good chunk of the game yesterday, especially as the game was wrapping up. No Drew Holiday, so Shaden takes a lot of shots, 32 of them, but to be fair to him, like, who the hell else do you want to shoot?
Yeah, but I'm going to stick up for him today.
Yeah, Dallas was coming into the game. I think they were, 3-10 coming in, and Denny Avdia took a deep three to try and win the game. Didn't work out. You lose the game in overtime, 138-133.
It was how many kids after the Dame shot went out in their backyard, their driveway, school, what have you, and tried to replicate the Dame shot and had the same result that Denny Avdia had?
Air ball.
I just laughed at that. Like, just the fact that Dame, and I think Dame's was actually deeper than Avdia's.
It probably was.
The fact that he made that makes that such a remarkable shot.
Why are we not going downhill? I mean, I know.
Well, like, see,
what are we
thing.
Doing?
I get Avdia.
That's not what he's known for. For Dame to take that shot, at least he's known for making deep threes.
One of Lamar was good on the broadcast. He's like, he wants a three. He wants a three. Step back. What are you? I just think the thing is, like, Denny deserves to be the one of this team. Okay, let me phrase that right.
You don't have a lot of other options to be. Who else is the one on this team? You don't have one.
I hated that shot, and I hated the decision into it. If you want to go and you want to take it downhill, go. As Haberstroh said on the broadcast, they had the most and ones of any team in the NBA. And the guy to his left, who was kind of guarded by P.J. Washington, was having success driving to the cup in Shaden. I will defend Shaden today. People are going to talk about efficiency as if every game is the most efficient. They needed him to shoot. And he got off to a slow start, and then he got it going.
Yeah.
So I had zero problem with him having a game where he scores 30-plus points on 30 shots.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
It's going to happen.
Keep chucking, dude.
They needed his points every bit of the way. I hated that last shot. And look, they're kind of depleted right now.
Kind of, yeah. Without Drew Holiday especially, oh my God.
A 1-4 trip is rough, man.
Yeah, it wasn't that tough of a trip either. Like, the Houston game is understandable because Houston's playing pretty good ball this year. Dallas had been a dumpster fire. They just fired their GM a week ago.
Well, you also lost to the Heat without their two best players.
Yes, they sat guys. That was the way it started. You get the Desmond Bain game when he hadn't been playing well and he hits the game-winning three on you. It was a disastrous trip for them.
Yep.
And also yesterday, Klay Thompson outscored your entire bench by himself.
Dude.
So that happened because Klay Thompson went for 19 points in 26 minutes.
What did he shoot from three?
Klay yesterday ended the game 5 of 11. 7 of 16 from the floor. Yeah. He had 19 points in 26 minutes. Your entire bench combined for 15 points.
In comes Devin Booker tomorrow at 28-7.
And in comes Devin Booker. One other note on this, too, by the way, because I know the note for a lot of people will be like, man, Shaden took a lot of shots. I agree with you. Like, I'd rather have him shooting than half of the other guys on the team. Are we having a conversation still about Kamara?
What do you mean?
Because do you know what his three-point percentage is down to now?
It's not good.
It's barely above 30.
Yeah, and he's
having 31%. He was 1 of 7 from three yesterday.
He's a great defender.
He's getting a lot of open looks, and they're not falling.
He's having some moments where guys are just taking him to the cup. And
yeah, and I think the other part of it for him was, like, he showed moments last year. And again, this is a 13-game sample size. I'm not panicking. I'm just saying, like, I feel like we do this for certain players more than we do for other players. And I just want to judge everybody on the same scale. Last year, we thought Kamara was elite. Not thought. He was elite defensively.
Yeah.
He was an all-NBA defensive guy.
Yep.
But like the whole idea of him and the long vision of him in the NBA was, man, he's so young. If he could just keep developing a little bit offensively.
If he gets his 3% adjustment.
Just, and yeah. I'm not asking. I mean, he shot 37.5% last year. Mm-hmm. Like, you just do that, I'm fine. 37.5% is fine for me from Kamara. Mm-hmm. Him being down at nearly 30% this year. That's a disaster. His field goal percentage is down significantly, too.
Big opportunity.
He's taking more shots. He's getting more looks. And they're not falling right now. And they need, to the Shaden point, especially without Jrue Holiday, like, somebody's got to score, man. Somebody else has to do something. And so you're going to get open looks, and you got to be better than 30% from three.
It's also crazy to watch a group when Caleb Love is out there. Yeah. And
That's how shorthanded they are.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Now they got the rookie in the G League and... It's a tough spot right now. It's a brutal loss.
There's highs and lows of a long season. There will be more highs.
Yep.
But yesterday was one that I know Jrue didn't play, but still, Dallas has been so dog-ass
this year. I just think
this
is who they're going to be. Yeah. I really do. It's not game to game. It's hard to react to it, but I think this is largely who they're going to be. They're going to have a 1-4 span. They're going to have a 4-1 span.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they do tomorrow against Phoenix on the Cock Network.
Yay! I watch the first quarter, and I'm going to bed.
Really?
8 o'clock tip. That's not going to tip at 8 o'clock either. What time will it tip? 8:15?
That Nugget Peacock game.
What time will the first quarter end?
That's a good question.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Will it be over before 9 o'clock? Because if that first quarter ends at 9 o'clock, dude, I'm going to bed, man. That's way too late. Let's wrap it up. Final thoughts. A horrible game tonight. And poll questions next on The Fam. All right. Will we or won't we? We'll end up there in a moment. Before
won't.
We do.
Won't.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Basketball practice, so definitely won't.
Fill in the blank. The first place Chicago Bears are really good. Good. Fine. Not good.
I'm going to guess fine is winning.
Got 69% of the vote so far.
Nice.
16% of you say not good. 10% say good. 3% of you say really good. So that's our balance of Bears fans in the audience. We learned that today. 3% of you are Bears fans.
I think you'd be good if we were in the bear market.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be good at pointing out the flaws. I also would wonder how you'd feel being a radio host in Chicago right now. Everybody's saying they're not good and they're in first place.
Oh, sure. It would get your backs against the wall kind of thought process. I'm sure maybe you would change a little bit. I would also say, like, this is great. You're ahead. You're doing what you needed to do. You're building. You're probably going to the playoffs. If you don't go to the playoffs, it'd be a disaster. Like, this is a great first year for Ben Johnson, but you're going to lose your first playoff game. Mark it down. I'll write it in Sharpie. Where's my sticky note to write down? Yeah. The Bears will not win a playoff game. I'll write down that Sharpie.
By the way, that sticky note, do you keep it up or do we need to say that I'm right?
Oh, you're already high-stepping? What if he goes off against USC? Who are the five Heisman finalists? Go ahead, Bob. Name me the five finalists.
That's a different question.
Ty Simpson threw a pick six. I mean, he's probably still the front runner. Mendoza, maybe?
No, Mendoza's the front runner.
Mendoza, probably Simpson.
Yeah.
Marcel Reed.
Yep.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
Love for Notre Dame?
Yeah.
It's Notre Dame. Lead rusher.
Does the linebacker from Texas Tech get consideration? Rodriguez. They put him into the Wildcat to score a touchdown. Look, you're probably going to end up being right.
Thank God.
But I don't...
I'm not putting that up next year.
You're not putting that up next year?
No.
Duck fans, how nervous are you about the USC game this weekend? Very normal amount, somewhat or not much at all.
Oh, man.
40% of you say normal amount of fear.
Okay, all right.
23% of you say, somewhat. Mm. 20% say you're not worried at all. And 14% of you are the worrying kind.
I mean,
14, very, very worried.
Wet, cold, and on the road. Show me where USC in the Lincoln era has succeeded in that.
Not a lot of examples to point to.
You can give me good weather. On the road
good
in
weather,
general,
yeah.
Give me great examples.
Very true. They have not been great on the road. Although they did beat Nebraska after Dylan Raiola broke his leg, so they got that going for him. We'll have some more on that as the week goes on. Josh Pate, who will be on the show on Thursday, our Pate State series, he is coming to Eugene this weekend. He's coming out to town.
Yes, he is. He'll be here Friday. We won't be able to get him in studio because he usually does the link up with the coaching staff and the lift the weights at the facility stuff. But excited to have him. We'll talk to him Thursday as he gets ready to jet off to Eugene, Oregon. But the controversy this week, game day deciding to go to a place twice in a season.
People are upset about it. I get it. Like, I think game day this weekend probably should have highlighted something else going on in college football. Like, I think Montana State play this weekend, if I'm not wrong. The Grizz were in town this weekend. They took on the Vikings Saturday
at
Providence Park. Like, or a James Madison game where they maybe are going to the playoff. Like, I have no issue with the beef from college football fans of, like, you've already been there. They don't go to the same place twice in a year very often. It's only the second time it's ever happened at Oregon.
Who will be the picker this time?
All three of their NFL quarterbacks, like technically four, they're all on byes this week, I think.
Ah, okay.
The Chargers have a bye.
Okay.
The Broncos, I'm pretty sure, have a bye.
Yes.
The Broncos have a bye, and Commanders. The Commanders have a bye.
I think you got to go Bo Nix right now. He's first.
So it could
in
be
AFC.
Bo, it could be Herbert, or it could be Mariota.
No, you're not going Mariota.
You don't go Mariota?
Damn, backup picker, maybe? But you need to go Nix.
A Heisman Trophy picker?
Live in the present, man. Did you see Sabrina go undercover at the game, by the way?
I did. I heard about it, but I didn't see the
oh
video
my God,
of it. Making free throws.
The prosthetics?
Yeah.
She looked like a middle-aged
she
woman.
She went to Chad
nailing.
Powers?
Yeah.
Are we watching Monday Night Football tonight?
No. Get out of here.
No. Are we going to bet the over? Oregon State basketball
tonight.
Oh,
what time does that game start?
7 o'clock FS1, 6:30 pregame right
that.
Here on the Fan.
I'll watch that. Why not?
Are we betting the over? Have
they're
you seen
done
the
at 6:30. Isaac Zukov at 6:30 today.
Have you seen the Raider offense?
It's not good.
I think the Cowboy defense can look good tonight.
I'm going to bet the over. It's a local show. We'll be all right. That'll do it for us, folks. If you were watching, like the video, subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you haven't done so yet. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listen to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.